My grandparents had a little garden on the side of their house. Just a few rows of corn, some tomatoes, squash, and some flowers. I remember one spring, right after the last freeze, they let me plant some flower seeds, zinnias. The seed packet showed them in full bloom, bright red. After planting them, I went by to check them every day. Finally, after weeks of faith in the soil and hope in the warming spring sun, I found the first green sprig sprouting through the dark red East Texas clay. I was so proud when a few weeks later, my grandmother used my bright red zinnias as the centerpiece for dinner. Our theme for this meditation from Hebrews chapter 11 is hope. Having enough faith to have hope at all, really. Trusting in the process so much that it's almost easy to anticipate the outcome. Faith and hope, one following the other. As we begin, just rest here having faith in the process of God. Whether at the beginning or the end of your day, trust in who He is and what He does. Take three deep belly breaths here as your eyes drift from open into a soft focus to closed. And just trust in this place of care, this time of hope, and this moment of faith in God's Spirit and Son. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from Romans chapter 8 and respond softly, Lord God, give me the faith to have hope. Hope is what saves us. So Lord God, give me the faith to have hope. But if we already have what we hope for, there is no need to keep on hoping. But Lord God, keep giving me the faith to have hope. However, we hope for something we have not yet seen, and we patiently wait for it. So Lord God, give me that faith to have hope. Continue on now in a place of secret private prayer of your own. Pray by faith, faith that gives you hope in His response. In a tangible world that offers material results, it's understandable that we struggle with having faith in what we cannot see. Do you ever find yourself saying, I need to see it with my own eyes before I believe it, or I need to hold it with my own two hands first? Well, take this time to notice the feelings associated with trust. Do you trust easily in what you cannot see? Do you doubt what you can't hold? Or maybe you love surrendering to the unknown. How do you respond emotionally to the opportunity of faith? Take note of what the Holy Spirit brings to mind here, yet feel no judgment. Simply note the feelings and emotions as they rise for a moment. Now be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Take the mind of Christ. Take this time to become mindful of moments to see your world by faith. Be aware of steps of faith you're taking even now. Faith in the chair you're sitting in. Faith in traffic lights. Just become aware of faith all around you. Be aware too of your own breathing. Breathe in deep from your belly. Breathe in by faith, faith that the oxygen will sustain you. Just notice your stomach fill and be mindful of how you feel taking faithful slow, deep belly breaths. With your eyes closed, what do you feel or hear, smell around you that reminds you of faith? Feel no judgment if thoughts drift to doubt or skepticism. Part of living by faith and hope are having thoughts that occasionally drift to disbelief and despair. Don't be anxious. Let drifting thoughts of disbelief simply drift back to thoughts of faith. Let drifting thoughts of despair drift back to thoughts of hope as you center on the breathless whisper, "Lord God, give me the faith to have hope." Just center on the sacred word faith for the next few moments. Feel no judgment. Only feel divine faith that you're being given. Faith enough to have hope. Now listen carefully to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. Rather than studying the words, accept them by faith. They were written to you long ago. Accept these words with fresh ears now as you listen to your letter from Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, from the New Living Translation. Dear my friend in faith, remember that faith shows the reality of what we hope for. Remember, it is the evidence of things you cannot see. How did you feel receiving these words from the writer of Hebrews? Let the words simmer, words for you. Once more, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Pause here longer now. Feel these wise words become yours now in quiet contemplation, words of desire, aspiration, and belief in all that God has for you. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Christian Standard Bible to be heard as a prayer. Listen to it as a prayer from you to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, help me always to remember that faith is the reality of what I hope for, the proof of what I don't see. For by it, my ancestors won your approval. By my faith in you, I can understand that the universe was created by your word. I can understand that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. And it's to your glory. Amen. Let your emotions and thoughts from this prayer move you into a moment of your own secret place of private prayer. Praying your mind becomes that of Christ, your desires his, your longings his, and your hands becoming his as they help others. finally, reading the scripture one last time, it's time to contemplate. Ponder what you see, hear, touch, smell, and feel as you experience this wider passage from the contemporary English version. Faith makes us sure of what we hope for and gives us proof of what we cannot see. It was their faith that made our ancestors pleasing to God. Because of our faith, we know that the world was made at God's command. We also know that what can be seen was made out of what cannot be seen. Because Abel had faith, he offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. God was pleased with him and his gift, and even though Abel is now dead, his faith still speaks for him. Even Enoch, even Noah, even Abraham, and even Sarah, every one of those people died, but they still had faith, even though they had not received what they had been promised. They were glad just to see things from far away, and they agreed that they were only strangers and foreigners on this earth. What did you experience in this passage? While resting here in imaginative contemplation, I want you to sit for a moment with your great-great-grandparents. Where were they from? What do you imagine they did for a living? Were they merchants? Were they farmers? Maybe craftsmen? In your imagination, I want you to listen as they pray for you one night by lamplight. You aren't even a twinkle in anyone's eye. Where did they place their trust? What do you think they might have hoped for you? Now take this next minute to pray for your future great-great-grandchildren. Pray now for who you cannot see, who you will never know. Pray now for the faith to hope for your great-great-grandchildren. Whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, "Lord God, give me the faith to have hope." Letting the sacred word faith be that guides you through the days ahead. And it won't take long for you to become aware of a moment to bring hope to someone in your world. Who can you believe today? Where might you find them? And let me pray a prayer over you now that you accept God's gift of faith as the reality of what you hope for, the proof of what you don't see yet. Let divine faith be what guides you and directs your steps. Let divine hope be your desire and what you long for. And let, too, the peace of Christ be with you now and always. Amen. So when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, accept God's gift of faith so you can have hope in the days ahead. Be mindful and aware of seeds you can plant by faith, and through hope, encounter the harvest of God.